Boston Mayor Marty Walsh's battle with Wynn Resorts over its casino plan for Everett hit a major roadblock earlier this month when a judge dismissed the city's lawsuit against the casino. Walsh had challenged the casino's operating license and argued the new casino would create traffic that would bog down Sullivan Square, a notoriously congested part of town. While the legal skirmish is over, the traffic issue remains and has some Charlestown residents worried. For example, longtime Charlestown resident Evelyn Adante, who's a retired transportation planner for Massport. Standing on the corner of Baldwin and Main Streets in Charlestown, Adante told us traffic is already a headache and worries the casino will make it worse.
One of the interesting things about the casino is there. Peak hours will not be the same as the peak commuting hours. Well, that's not going to help those of us who design our travel around the current peak hours, because the peak hours are going to be extended by the additional traffic from the casino.
So the argument by casino developers that they're not going to push more cars into the neighborhood during peak hours, it's not an effective argument because it just means more traffic at other times.
Right. You know that traffic is like water. It goes the path of least resistance. So what we're saying is traffic is bad now. Any increase is even worse.
The Wynn people suggest that a way around this might be public transportation, that they will encourage people to take public transportation to the casino. Does that sound logical and viable as a way of reducing traffic congestion to you?
I think it's a great goal. However, having worked in the public sector and trying to get people out of their cars at Logan Airport, I have some experience with how difficult that can be. When I look at the Wynn analysis that consultants have done, I think they have been extremely optimistic in the proportion of people that they think will use public transportation.
Does the difficulty come in part from the fact that there are two separate plans evolving here, the city's plan for Rutherford Avenue, the service plan, and then the Wynn plan to mitigate the traffic that'll come from the casino, the two plans that don't really jive?
They absolutely don't jive. I mean, the Sullivan Square plan that the residents and the city came up with has been in development for at least 10 years. There was no talk of a casino even then. Why should that plan now, the casino is the new entry into this, why should that plan be changed because of the casino?
Do you simply not believe that the casino plan for dealing with this issue will work?
It will not work. Some of us are so concerned, we're thinking that if the casino comes, we may have to move. If you want to have mobility and still that sense of neighborhood somewhere else.
You think you would do that?
Yeah, I
You'd
do.
You'd give it up after 20 years?
Yeah.
What do you need from them to feel like you can have a peaceful coexistence with this casino
They have to demonstrate how the construction and running of that casino will fit, and the traffic that's generated will fit in with the city and neighborhood plan for Sullivan Square. If they can demonstrate that, then fine.
That is Charlestown resident Evelyn Adante telling us what she needs. So, what do the casino folks say, the Wynn people? We sat down with Robert DeSalvio, president of the coming new casino, Wynn Everett.
There's two different traffic issues that need to be dealt with. So the first is work that we're going to do 100% funded by Wynn prior to our opening. And that work involves some really good improvements to Sullivan Square. We're talking about things like improvements to Cambridge Street, coordination of traffic signals. Now, on top of that, the city does have a long-term plan that's been in play for probably the better part of 10 to 15 years. And Secretary Transportation Secretary Pollack got together a regional working group on Sullivan Square. And that group is going to take a look at all of the upcoming projected development for the area, not only the Wynn project, but other projects in the area, and try to make sure that any of the municipalities that are dealing with traffic can make the best possible informed decision.
When your consultants drafted your traffic mitigation plan, did they take into consideration? Did they weigh the surface transportation plan that's been in place for a long time, put forward by the City of Boston for Sullivan Square? Yes or no?
We did. We did actually take a look at the Boston plan that was put together a number of years ago. Now, understand
but
this.
But when, is it incorporated into your plan?
Well, we tried as much as possible to line up our improvements with the proposed improvements that were part of the surface option. And so we did, in fact, take a look at the longer-term plan, understanding that that plan was devised before there was a casino even on the radar screen. And so I do believe that some modifications would have to be made to that plan in order to accommodate not only our traffic, but if there was other things that have come up since that plan was devised. So yes, we did in fact look at the plan, and we wanted to make sure that we weren't doing a lot of work that would ultimately have to get ripped up and done again.
You know, there are residents of Charlestown who are quite worried about what the Wynn Resort is going to do to traffic in their neighborhood. What do you say to that?
We don't want any of our traffic going through the back streets or side streets of Charlestown. So the way you address that is through good signage. Number one, you want to make sure that the motoring public can get to where they want to get to, and we direct them appropriately. The other is, you know, the use of technology. As part of this project, we are for the first time going to connect Sullivan Square all the way back to the Boston Transportation Central Monitoring Program. We've got to run cabling all the way down Rutherford Avenue to Austin Street in order to be able to connect with the city system, which enables signals to be timed and coordinated based on the traffic plan. So I think it's a combination of road improvements, better signage, and better use of technology will make sure that we mitigate our traffic.
Robert DeSalvio, president of Wynn Everett, and earlier we heard from Evelyn Adante, longtime resident of Charlestown and former transportation planner for Massport. They were both speaking with us about the future of traffic in Sullivan Square, Boston.